It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Wednesday, March 25th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Marion out of Indiana ended up defeating Dort last night 73-61 to win the NAIA National Championship. Dort rallied from an early deficit. They actually led at the half 32-28, but then Marion would take control with a 27-point third quarter. Now they dominated the glass, out-rebounding Dort 49-35. Madison Bailey led all scorers with 23 points, while Abby McNally added 17 points and 15 rebounds. For Dort's, Macy Severs and Gracie Schoenhoven each had 15 points in the loss. Dort finishes runner-up 34-3 on the season, falling just short of a third straight national title. For Marion, this is their third ever NAI National Championship, as Abby McNally was named the tournament MVP. Dakota Wesleyan did have two players on the all-tournament team. Riley Rosenquist was named to the first team, and Avery Broughton was second team all-tournaments. Dakota Wesleyan baseball split a doubleheader at Morningside yesterday. Tigers would win the first game 8-6. They would fall in game 2, 7-2. Dakota Wesleyan's Alex Mizak went all 7 innings in game 1, allowed 6 runs on 9 hits. He threw 135 pitches to pick up the victory. Tiger baseball will be at Doan on Friday for a 1 p.m. doubleheader. Dakota Wesleyan softball will be at the College of St. Mary in Omaha coming up on Friday. That doubleheader starts at 3 o'clock. SDSU baseball also in Omaha this week. They'll be at Creighton tonight for a single game. That starts at 6 o'clock. And coming up this weekend, SDSU softball. They will host North Dakota for a 3-game series. It starts Friday afternoon, 4 p.m. in Brookings. Plus, USD women's basketball. They get ready for the WNIT round of 16. Coyotes, they'll stay at home as they host Pepperdine. Coming up tomorrow night, a 7 p.m. tip-off. The NFL is preparing for the possibility of replacement officials in the 2026 season, proposing a rule change for one season only that would allow the replay center in New York to correct any clear and obvious mistakes by on-field officials in case of a work stoppage. The NFL Competition Committee also released its proposed rule changes for next season, including some small tweaks to the kickoff rule and also allowing the replay center to eject players for flagrant acts on plays that were not penalized on the field. The changes will be considered by the owners at next week's league meeting. They would need to be approved by at least 24 of the 32 teams. Quarterback Joe Flacco has agreed to terms to return to the Cincinnati Bengals, where he will serve as the backup for Joe Burrow. Flacco was traded to the Bengals from Cleveland this past October, made 6 starts for Cincinnati while Burrow was out with a toe injury. The 41-year-old Flacco played well despite going just 1-5 as a starter. Flacco, who was the Super Bowl MVP with Baltimore during the 2012 season, has now played for Denver, the New York Jets, the Philadelphia Eagles, back to the Jets, spent some time with the Cleveland Browns, went to the Indianapolis Colts, went back to the Browns again, and now spending next season as a backup with Cincinnati. For more sports, check us out online all the time at KORNRadio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.